Now we are going to discuss what you need to know to make sure that you can watch your TV after the DTV transition. What you may need to do depends on how your television currently receives its television signal. Most of us get our television signal from either a cable provider, a satellite television provider, or simply over the air through an indoor or outdoor antenna, like rabbit ears on your TV or an aerial on your roof. If you have cable or satellite, you probably do not need to do anything for the DTV transition. You may have already heard from your provider about what, if anything, you may need to do. However, you may want to check with your cable or satellite operator to confirm that you do not need to do anything. Remember, even if you have cable or satellite, you may have televisions that aren't hooked up to the service, perhaps in a guest bedroom or the garage, that are receiving TV service over the air. In addition, even if you subscribe to satellite service for some programming, you may still be getting some of your television shows over the air with your own antenna. Just check with your satellite provider to make sure. So, let us discuss the TV sets in your home that receive their broadcast signal over the air. Those are the TV sets that use rabbit ears or rooftop antennas. Built inside your television is a piece of equipment called a tuner. If you have an older television, it probably has an analog tuner. If you have a newer television, one that you bought in the past few years, it may have a digital tuner. If you have a digital tuner in your television, it is a DTV. And you will be able to watch television after the DTV transition and will not need to do anything extra. Your TV is ready to receive the digital TV signals that will be sent after the DTV transition concludes. One easy way to identify digital televisions is to look for these logos. We want to remind you that you do not need to buy a new HDTV to receive digital television signals. Your TV only needs to have a digital tuner. High definition is one kind of DTV and does provide the clearest quality picture and sound. But any digital TV will let you watch television after the DTV transition. It will also get you the additional multicast programming and better picture quality. Now, if you don't have a television with a digital tuner, you have two choices. You can buy a digital television. Fortunately, it won't take a big bite out of your budget. The prices of digital TVs have declined over time, so that some are now available for under $200. And if you don't want to purchase a new television with a digital tuner, there is a second choice that will allow you to still use the television you already have, and it costs even less money. All you will need is this little box. This is a digital to analog converter box. With a digital to analog converter box, you'll still be able to watch free over-the-air television through rabbit ears or rooftop antennas without having to buy a new TV or subscribe to a TV service like cable or satellite. So, for a one-time purchase of this easy-to-install converter box, you can keep using the television you already have, and you will even receive more television shows. To assist consumers who need to purchase a digital-to-analog converter box, Congress set up a program for distributing up to two $40 coupons to each U.S. household to be used toward the purchase of two digital-to-analog converter boxes. The estimated cost of these boxes is $40 to $70. To apply for your coupon or coupons, you can go online at www.dtv2009.gov. Let's take a quick look at the website and you'll see how easy it is to apply. If you prefer to apply by phone, or if you have questions, you can always call the Coupon Program 24-hour hotline. Please remember, you'll need to get a converter box for each analog TV that receives over-the-air signals. And you don't need to worry about your videos and DVDs. You won't need a converter box to watch videotapes or DVDs. Camcorders and video games will also work with analog and digital TVs, so you won't need to replace any of this equipment. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground, so let's review a few steps to be sure that you're ready for the transition to digital broadcasting. First, check your home television setup, keeping in mind how each individual television is set up. Is your TV hooked up to a cable or satellite connection? Or do you receive your signal over the air by an antenna? If you have cable or satellite, you are probably fine, but you may want to check with your provider to be sure. For those with televisions that receive their signal over the air by antenna, what you need to do depends on your television. If you have a television with a digital tuner, you do not need to do anything else. You will be able to receive TV shows after the DTV transition. If you have a television with an analog tuner and you do not subscribe to cable or satellite, then you will need a digital to analog converter box. In that case, you can apply for your coupon either online, through the mail, or over the telephone. As a reminder, here's the website and phone number.